America Weekend. You know, Carl, as a segment ago, we were leaving, and you said we're getting very esoteric.
Esoteric.
Don't you mean exoteric?
You're absolutely correct. Yes.
Because esoteric, I guess, is the ethereal.
The ethereal.
And exo is the more material substance.
And materially substantive.
Yes, but I want to speak.
Thank you for the correction. Ladies and gentlemen, I am corrected once again by Professor Roland Smith.
Oh, my. I don't mean to correct you. To me,
no, it's okay. I don't mind.
Somebody out there will do it.
Now, this points to a very quick little question, and I know I continue to do it. And it gets down to the basis of my early religion, my early education, which was not good. A great education, but I was Peck's original bad boy. And where I've learned all of this, most of my speaking and writing, apparently I'm a pretty good writer. I think
you are.
Pretty good.
I've read a number of things that you have written, and I think it's wonderful.
Thank you. But that's a hard taught and well-practiced. But I know I still make a lot of mistakes.
It's
not natural with me.
We get lazy.
Oh, boy. Well, for me, it's been a struggle, and it still is. However, those kinds of mistakes, I'm still making them, and I'm still learning not to make them.
We all do that.
I'm working on it. But what I'd like to talk about this segment very quickly, because we've talked about before, the question of how small this world is. And we've found out all the things there is to do, and we've discovered everything there is to discover. And the answer to that is wrong. Because in 1 month alone, listen to this, 1 month alone, in the jungles of Honduras, they found the lost civilization. Same month. In the same month, they found a secret fortress of Genghis Khan in northwest Mongolia, the size of the footprint of the city of Evansville, Illinois. Unbelievable. Same month. In the same month, they found a shipwreck in 1840 loaded with beer, which is preserved beer, and it was drinkable.
Really?
Same month. Extraordinary. Off the coast of China. Okay. Same month, they found an ancient Celtic prince unearthed from a lavish tomb right outside a major, I think it was, I'm going to get the city, it'll come to me, right outside a major British city in Wales, the size of 3 football fields. In the same month. I think that's extraordinary. And they found in Turkey a vast underground city, literally miles long, where people lived for thousands of years, 5,000 years and on from there until the Byzantine Empire, where they lived in these caves with full water, sewage, the whole underground.
Washer, dryer, refrigerator.
The whole thing. Yeah. And they found these all in 1 month. They discovered them in 1 month.
That's amazing.
I think that's absolutely amazing. Yeah. And it says that we have much more to go.
Just a clarification. You said Evansville, Illinois. Don't you mean Evansville, Indiana?
I meant Indiana. Once again, you're correct. And that's how big, though. That's a huge footprint. That's a huge footprint. That's a big, and that's just.
What was the reason that these discoveries happened all in 1 month? I mean, it's
just coincidental.
Were they? Oh, okay.
That's how many
researchers were in all these places.
All these places, and they continued, and they're finding much more. And by the way, satellites are helping tremendously now, but being able to map the Earth, and they're looking at these rivers and various elements around the rivers where they're seeing civilizations. This Honduran civilization lost for 2,000 years, okay, was so sophisticated that the streets were apparently lined and paved, not just with brick, but with a clear, just like we have today. That's extraordinary. 2,000 years ago, they don't even know the name of the civilization.
But, I read something the other day that there's one guy who's going around wherever he's going around to looking for the lost city or the lost continent of Atlantis.
We're still doing that. And by the way,
it's got to be there somewhere. Pliny the Elder or Pliny the Younger, I forget which one wrote about it.
The Younger.
A long time ago.
And there was
very
some,
long.
There was some point that they thought it would be, of course, the civilization, the Minoan civilization that blew up.
Yep.
And but now there's further evidence to indicate that, in fact, there was a civilization in the Atlantic someplace closer to the North American continent.
Yes.
That indication is there.
There was an explorer, I think, many years ago. I'm trying to think of his name. Manson Valentine, I think, was his name. And he maintained that probably Atlantis would be discovered somewhere off the coast of Bimini as a sunken continent.
You have to remember the shelf drops off there and goes down 10 to 15,000 feet.
Yeah.
That's a big swath of world down there. We've got a lot to, and by the way, we've done more in space than we've done ever in the U.S. and oceans around the world by a long stretch. We've only discovered 2% of the world's ocean below 5,000 feet.
Yeah.
That's fascinating. I get into all this stuff.
I like that. That's
I do.
Good.
Anyway, Carl Sabatino with Roland Smith. Getting on, carrying on. This is Smith Sabatino.
And this time say,
on America Weekend, we'll be back.
I'm impressed. The man can be taught.
America Weekend.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Producers hoping to fill the void created by the last episode of Sons of Anarchy have stepped up with a fairly decent biker show dealing with the infiltration of a well-known club. ABM recommended entertainment. Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Our recent return from Daytona, the DVR had stacked up four episodes of Gangland Undercover on cable TV's History Channel. I binge-watched the first four episodes. After a slow first two shows, of course, the biker was totally sucked in to the story of a dude with rust problems who decides to rat on his brothers. Gangland Undercover has decent acting and, so far, way more writing than Sons of Anarchy. Gangland Undercover is ABM recommended entertainment. American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
The most successful people know when to say no. It helps them get their most important things done. But it's hard to say no to people we work with and care for.
How can you say no without feeling guilty? Don't focus on what you can't do. Focus on what you can do.
Here's an example. A colleague asks for your help on a project, but you know you already have too much to do. Rather than just saying no, try one of these.
I can't help you today, but I would have time tomorrow.
I can't help you right now, but I know someone who can.
When you don't have time to spare, share a resource, an idea, or a contact.
That way you move the conversation from what you can't do to what you can do. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.